Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shlomo Perlstein. Maseches Yevamos has been dedicated in honor of Rabbi Aaron Kaufman, Rosh Yeshivas Ateres Shmuel of Waterbury.
On the bottom of Daf Tzadikei Mud Beis, the Gemara brought a machlikis Rav and Shmuel, whether a Yevamo is like an Eishes Ish. According to Rav, a Yevamo is like an Eishes Ish, and according to Shmuel, a Yevamo is not like an Eishes Ish. And the Gemara has several mahalchim to explain what is that machlekes about. On the top of Tzadik Vav Amar Aleph, the Gemara suggests that Rav and Shmuel are arguing in Rav Nuna's din. Rav Nuna holds that a Shemeres Yavam, Shizinsa, is usher to do Yibum with her Yavam. She becomes like an Eishes Ish Shizinsa, and she's usher to her Yavam as an Eishes Ish Shizinsa is usher to her husband. According to the Smahalach and the Gemara, according to Rav, Shemeres Yavam Shizinsa is usher to her Yavam like Rav Nuna, and Shmuel holds she's not like an Eishes Ish, and therefore she's mutter to her Yavam. The Gemara afterwards suggests a different explanation in the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. According to Rav, Yavama is like an Eishes Ish, and if a man marries her, the Kedushin are not Toifis, just like Kedushin are not Toifis and an Eishes Ish. And according to Shmuel, Yavama is not like an Eishes Ish, and therefore if a man who is a Zohar marries her, the Kedushin are Toifsim. Now the Karen Oira is Meichiach from our Gemara, that the Gemara splits Rav Hamnuna and Tfisis Kedushin into two different Terutzim. It's mochach that whether there's Tfisis Kedushin by Yavam Lashok, or whether Yavam Lashok Shezinsa is Nesra Liyavam, are two different halachis, and they're not totally one and the other. By the fact that the Gemara says two separate Terutzim, whether Rav and Shmuel are arguing in Rav Hamnuna's halacha, or Rav and Shmuel are arguing whether there's Tfisis Kedushin by Yavam Lashok, it's apparent that one has nothing to do with the other. It's possible that Shemeres Yavam Shezinsa should be Mutter Liyavama even if there's no Tfisis Kedushin by Yavam Lashok. And just the opposite is also true, that Shemeres Yavam Shezinsa can be Osir Liyavama even if there is Tfisis Kedushin by Yavam Lashok. As we see that from the fact that the Gemara splits these two ideas into two separate Terutzim. However, the Karen Oira quotes a Shilta Gibayrim in our Perek that says that since we hold that whether Kiddushin Artechin by Yavam Lashuk is a Safik, therefore a child that comes out of Yavam Lashuk is a Safik Mamzer, and therefore Shemeres Yavam Shezinsa is definitely going to be Aser to her Yavam, at least Misafik. According to Rav, that there is no Tfisis Kedushin by Yavam Lashuk, she's Aser Bevados. According to Shmuel, that it's a Safik, so Yavam Shezinsa is at least Aser Misafik. The Shilta Gibarim does learn these two halachis of Tfisis Kedushin by Yavam Lashuk and Isur Liyavama, if she was Mezana, are really interdependent. L'chayar and Arasugi, it's Mavur, not like that, as the Karen Oira asks. Now, even if there is a kasha on the Shilta Gibayim from our sugya, that we see these are two separate halachas, and if we paskin, there is no Tfisis Kedushin that doesn't necessarily follow that Yavama Shezinsa is Osir Liyavama, or vice versa, that if we paskin Yavama Shezinsa Osir Liyavama doesn't necessarily mean that there is no Tfisis Kedushin, as the Karen Oira asks, it's still possible to say that there is interdependence between these two halachas, at least in one direction. It's possible to say that the whole halacha of Rav Hamnuna, that Yavam Shezinsa is also Yavam, is only based on the fact that there is no Tfisis Kedushin by Yavam Lashuk. It's possible Rav Hamnuna understands, if there's no Tfisis Kedushin by Yavam Lashuk, because she's like an Eishes Ish, so therefore Yavam Shezinsa will be also Yavam. It could be Rav Hamnuna understands, if there is Tfisis Kedushin to Yavam Lashuk, there definitely won't be the halacha of Yavam Shezinsa Asur Liyavama. And the Gemara could still split it into two Terutzim. It could be, the Gemara said, Rav and Shmuel both understand that there's no Tfisis Kedushin to Yavam Lashuk, and they're just arguing if Rav Hamnuna's halacha, which is a second Madrega, that even Yavam Shezinsa is Asur Liyavama, if that is true lahalacha. But everybody can theoretically hold that there's no Tfisis Kedushin by Yavam Lashuk. And then the Gemara says, it could be Rav and Shmuel argue in that gufa whether there is Tfisis Kedushin to Yavam Lashuk. And it will logically follow that, according to Shmuel, that there's Tfisis Kedushin to Yavam Lashuk, he definitely cannot hold of Rav Hamnuna's halacha. It's not mochach in the Gemara the way the Karen Oira explains that the two halachas are totally independent. It's possible one halacha is dependent on the other. What's clear from the sugi is that that both halachas cannot be totally interdependent, that one is based on the other. Because if that were the case, the Gemara should make it all into one teretz. But still, the Keren Ayur's kasha on the Shilta Kibayrim is valid. If the halacha were as the Shilta Kibayrim understands, that since we have a suffix, whether there's Tfisas Kedushin by Yevam Lashuk, therefore we have to paskin Rav Hamnuna also, at least misafik, it's mochach that the Shilta Kibayrim understood that if we paskin like Ra, we have to paskin like Rav Hamnuna, and that lachair is not like our sugya. Unless we were to say the interdependence of the halacha is going in one direction the other way, that Rav Hamnuna holds Shemeres Yavam Shazin says Asur Liyavam. That's the first step. Only afterwards does Rav hold that because of that there's no Tfisas Kedushin to Yavam Lashuk. And Shmuel holds it's possible that although we hold like Rav Hamnuna that Shemeres Yavam Shazin says Asur Levaylo, still there is Tfisas Kedushin by Yevam Lashuk. L'chayr, that's very not mistaber to say that Rav Hamnuna is the base for Rav's halacha, that there's no Tfisas Kedushin by Yevam Lashuk. Therefore, even if we will say there is interdependence between the halacha of Tfisas Kedushin to Yevam Lashuk and Rav Hamnuna's din, that's only going to go in the direction that Rav Hamnuna is based on Rav. But to say that if someone passes like Rav, necessarily follows that we pass him like Rav Hamnuna, that l'chayra is against our sugya, as the Keren Ayur points out. Now, Rabbi Chan really asks on the whole halacha of Rav Hamnuna that Shemeres Yavam Shizin says Asur Labayla. How could Rav Hamnuna learn such a halacha from the halacha of Eishes Ish? By Eishes Ish, there's Afaras Nadarim. By Eishes Ish, her Krevim have a din Erva. By Shemeres Yavam, Krevas Kukasa is only Midrabanan. There's no Afaras Nadarim by Shemeres Yavam. Why does Rav Hamnuna decide to compare the halacha of Saita to Yevam Lashuk, whereas by other halachas, by Afaras Nadarim or by Kreves, we don't say that. Even according to Rabbi Akiva, that there's a mamzer from Yevam Lashuk, there's still no Afaras Nadarim. Rabbi Chanan asks further, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that a Shemeres Yavam eats Betruma Medirayisa through the Yavam who's a Kayin, you see that there is a halacha of Ishus Minatayra. Why is that any different than Kreivos or Afaras Nadarim? And Rav Shachan Aviezri, in the beginning of Hilchas Yibam HaChalitza, writes that by every Kiddushin there are two halachas. There's the kinyan the man has in his wife, and then there's the Ishus that the man has with his wife. Rav Shachan understands that by Yavam Lashuk, the Torah was makne, the kinyan of Ishus, to the Yavam. What's missing until they do Yibum is the Ishus. That cannot come about until there's an actual Yibum. Therefore, the halacha of Arayus, of Kroivos, that's only based on Ishus. That's not based on the kinyan of a man and his wife. The halacha of Hafaras and Dharam is also based on Ishus. Those don't come about until Yibum actually takes place. However, the halacha of being Machil Betruma, Rav Shach explains, is based on the kinyan a man has in his wife. That happens already by the Nefila, Liyibum. Therefore, it's mutter for the Yavam to be machal betruma to the Yavama, at least midiraisa. Likewise, the halacha of non-tfisis kedushin by Yavam Lashuk, according to Rav, is based on the fact that she's already knuya to her Yavam. Therefore, no one else can mekadish her. The same way, Rav Hamnuna understands that the Isser of Saita applies to Yavam Lashuk as well. The Isser of Saita, according to Rav Hamnuna, is based on the kinyan the man has in his wife. So therefore, by Yavam Lashuk, the Yavam has a kinyan in the Yavama, which allows for the halacha of Saita to apply. However, we hold that the din of Saita is based on the Ishus, and therefore, we do not paskin like Rav Hamnuna. So according to this Mahalach and the Avi Ezra, we can answer Rav Chanan's kash. Rav Chanan asked, how does Rav Hamnuna learn the halacha of Shemeres Yavam Shazinsa from Eishes Ish? Eishes Ish is clearly much more chomer than Shemeres Yavam. According to Rav Shach's Mahalach, in understanding Rav Hamnuna, it's because the comparison between Eishes Ish and Yavam Lashuk is when the halachas are based on the kinyan of a man and his wife, that we do compare to Shemeres Yavam. Mashenkei, when it has to do with the Ishus, there's no Ishus between the Shemeres Yavam and the Yavam until Yibum occurs. Therefore, those halachas, such as Afaras Nadarim and Kroivos, those halachas are not Mediraisa by Shemeres Yavam. And Rabbi Chanan really asked, according to Rav Hamnuna, is there a lav gomer? Is it a real lav of saita to the yavam, the same way a saita is asur labailo? Or do we say that a shemeres yavam mishazinsa, although it's asur to the yavam like eshesish, it doesn't have the same chaymer, it's not mamish a real lav? Just as we find that Yivam Ulashuk is a lesser Isser than Eishas Ish, it's only a lav, it's not a Chayvei Krisus. The same way, the Isser of Saita to a Yavam will be less of an Isser. It's not going to be Mamish a lav, it'll be just an Isser greida. Afkamina in this Shaila is she Potter from Chalitza also? A Shemeres Yavam Shizinsa. She definitely can't be Misyabim according to Rav Amnon. She's Osir to the Yavam. Rav Chanan declares, is she or do we say that she's tome like a soita lebailo, and therefore even chalitza is not incumbent upon her, as she has a din of a soita? If we say it's not mamish a din soita, it's just an iser greida, but it's not mamish alav, it could be she would be chayiv in chalitza. Now, Rabbi Chanan is not paishet hashayla. It could be according to the Avi Ezra that we explained, she's mamish a soita, just like a soita is aser lebailo by Eishes Ish because of the kinyan that he has in her, according to Rav Hamnuna. The same way, a Yavam is usher to take his Shemeres Yavam Shazinsa because of the kinyan that he has in her. Rav Shach does make a real comparison between Eishes Ish and Yavam Ulashuk when it has to do with Inyone kinyan that a man has in his wife. Just as we find that he's Machal her Betruma Midiraisa. He's considered as if he was kind of her which is a chiyuv misa b'dei shemayim, if it's like it then. L'chayr, according to Rav Shach, there's room to say that it's mamish adin saita, and therefore should be asar to the yavam entirely like a lav of saita to an eishes ish, and therefore she might not even be oil l'chalitza. However, this halacha still needs birur. The Mishnah, further on the Amud, writes that if a yavama fell to a yavam who's 9 years old, halach is a boy who's 9 years old in a day, if he makes a bia, it's considered a bia. The Mishnah says if a yavam is 9 years old and he made a bia on the yavama, that's considered a bia to passel her to the rest of the brothers. If there are any other brothers who are yavamin, they're forbidden to make yibum with her. However, the Mishnah writes that a brother who's 9 years old can passel for the other brothers, that's only batchila. That's only before any other brother actually did any maisa with the yavama. That's before any brother did maimer, or gave a get, or did chalitza. But if a brother who was a gadol already, let's say, gave maimer to the yavama, a bia of the katan will not take effect to aser the yavama to the yavam that did maimer. However, the Mishnah writes, that we said that the ben teisha shanim can only passel to the other brothers, but chila, before any other brother did a maisa of maimor, getor, chalitza, regarding the other brothers who are gedolim, there's a different halacha. If the ben teisha shanim made a bia on the yavama that we said starts a process of a kinyan, and then another brother who's a gadol came along and gave maimor or a get or chalitza, he can passel the yavama to the 9-year-old brother that did a bia. The Gemara asks, it's mefurisha braisa, that if a ben teisha shanim v'im echod was ba on the yavama, even after she got maimer from an older yavam, he passels her to do yibum with the yavam that did maimer. So you see that a 9-year-old doesn't just passel b'tchilo, he passels b'soif also, not like what it says in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Anachanami, there's a chasuri mechzer in the Mishnah, and the halacha is like this. If the yavam who's 9 years old did maimer, then he passels the yavama to the other brothers only if he did maimer b'tchilo, before any other brother did anything. However, if the 9-year-old did bia, he passels the yavama to the other brothers, even besaif, even after one of the older brothers did maimer. However, the older brothers, who are gedolim, they passel her to the brother who's 9 years old, who did maimer, or even a bia, even besaif, even after he did the maimer and bia. Now the Gemara asks Akasha, is it possible that a yavam who's 9 years old can do a maimer to passel the yavama on the other brothers, which we said before he can, if it's betchila? There's a braisa that says that a yavam who's 9 years old can only passel the yavama to the other brothers in one way, that's if he did bia, and the brothers can passel the yavama onto him in 4 ways, either through bia or maimer or getter chalitza. It's master from that braisa that a yavam who's 9 years old cannot do maimer and the Yavama Ta'aser to the brothers. So the Gemara answers, the Brayis is just mentioning ways that one can passel on the brothers, b'tchila or b'saif, before somebody did Maimer or even after somebody did Maimer. So therefore, the Brayis just says that a katan who is 9 years old can do Bia, because Bia works to passel the Yavama to the brothers even after somebody did Maimer before that. But the brothers can passel the Yavam who's 9 years old, who did Maimer or Bia on the Yavama first, even afterwards, because their Maisim are stronger. So far we know in the Gemara that a Katan ben Teisha Shanim can do Bia b'tchila or b'saif, and even if he does Bia b'saif, he can passel the Yavama on the other Achen, even if they did Maimer already. And Maimer we know that he can do b'tchila. The Gemara says, there's a machlokes, Shmuel and Rav Tachlifa, if a katan can actually give a get also to passel her on the other brothers, or is it just a halacha and maimer? According to Shmuel, not only can do maimer, he can also give a get, yabmin, to passel her on the other brothers. According to Rav Tachlifa, Baravimai, he can only do maimer. Now there's a brice afterwards that the Gemara brings. The Remeir holds a katan ben teisha shanim can give a get, and he can do maimer. The Gemara right afterwards asks, Remeir holds a katan can give a get. There's a brice that says that the Tanakh Hama holds that Bia is the only thing that works by a katan. It has a din of a maimer by a gadol that can passel on the other brothers. And Remeir holds that not only can he do Bia, he can also do chalitza. And his chalitza is like a get by a gadol. It's mashma that a katan can't give a get. The Gemara answer is no, of course a katan can give a get, but his get is not as strong as the get of a gadol, whereas his chalitza is as strong as a get of a gadol. Al kapanim, we have a braisa that says that Chachamim hold the only thing a katan ben teisha shanim can do is bia, and Remeir holds he can also do chalitza and get, and for sure he can do bia and maimer. That's the sugya b'kitzur nimritz. Now there are two basic mahalchim how to explain the Gemara that we just read. The first mahalch is shitas hatosfos. The Remeir holds, as we said, a katan ben teisha shanim can do bia and maimer, chalitza and give a get. And not only, according to Remeir, can he give chalitza, since the Braisa says that his chalitza is like the get of a gadol, he can passel on the brothers even besaif, even after another brother did maimer. Just like if a gadol gave a get after another brother did maimer, he passels the yavama onto the brother that did the maimer. Now according to that, earlier when the Gemara quoted a braisa that the only thing that a katan ben teisha shanim can do to passel the yavama after another brother did maimer, what the Gemara refers to as besaif, the braisa says the only thing he can do is bia, that braisa has to be going according to the Chachamim. Because according to the way Tosfos explains Remeir, even chalitza of a ben teisha shanim works besaif to passel the yavama on the other achen, even if they did maimer, as the Braisa says, that according to Remeir, Chalitzas ben Teisha Shanim has a din of a get begodol, which can also passel besoif. Not like the Braisa we mentioned, and therefore that Braisa has to go according to the Chachamim and not Remeir. And if we take that a step further, also our Mishnah, that says, according to the way the Gemara explained it, that Bia passels bein betchilo bein besoif, and maimer only passels betchilo, that's going according to the Chachamim. Because according to Remeir, we said that chalitza also can passel bein betchila bein besoif, like the get of a gadol. Then it comes out that according to the Chachamim, who the Mishnah is going like them, hold that bia passels bein betchila bein besoif. Maimer passels only betchila, not besoif. Get and chalitza, a katan ben teisha shanim doesn't have it all to passel the yavama to the brothers. As we saw in the Braisa, that only Remeir holds chalitza of a ben teisha shanim works, and not according to the Chachamim. And if chalitza doesn't work, kol shekein get won't work, because a get only works mitam chalitza. As it's mevor in Perek Gamliel, and therefore according to the Chachamim, she has neither chalitza nor get. To summarize, according to Tosfos, shitas haChachamim is that the Mishnah and the braisos that the Gemara attaches to the Mishnah, to explain the Mishnah, that bia of a ben teisha shanim passels bein betchilo bein besoif, maimer of a ben teisha shanim passels only betchilo and not besoif, and get in chalitza a katan ben teisha shanim does not have at all. That's the shita of the Chachamim according to Tosfos, and the shita of Remeir is both bia and chalitza of a katan ben teisha shanim passels bein betchilo bein besoif, and Maimer and the get of a bin teisha shanim pasal at least betchila, although it doesn't pasal b'soif. The Gemara just says a limitation on a get for a bin teisha shanim, according to Remeir, that it doesn't have the din of a get of a gadol, that according to the shita that holds en get achar get, if a gadol give a get after a katan's get, it is chal, and according to the shita that holds yesh get achar get, a katan's get after a gadol's get, is not chal. But regarding to pasul, the Yavama and the other brothers, a get of a katan is chal according to Remeir. Now the Keren Ayir asks Akasha on this mahalach. The Gemara brought a braisa that a ben teish hashanim v'yem echod pasuls on the other brothers in one way, and the brothers pasul on the katan that did a bia on the Yavama in four ways. He pasuls on them with bia. If he did a bia, he pasuls the Yavama to the other brothers. And the other brothers pasul the ben teish hashanim to be with the Yavama through doing a maimer, or through doing bia, or through doing a get, or through doing chalitza. So the Gemara wanted to bring a raya that a katan doesn't have maimer. The Gemara answered, he has maimer, but that's only betchila. The Brice is talking about something that's betchila and besoif. Now the Keren Ayir says, according to the way Tosfos understands this Brice, which is going according to the Chachamim, that hold that a ben teish hashanim has bia betchila vasoif, and he has maimer only betchila, and he doesn't have get and chalitza at all to pasal on the other brothers. So there's a big doichek in the braisa here. We're saying katan ben teish hashanim has one thing bia, and not the other three, maimer, get and chalitza. And when the other three, there's no consistency. We're saying maimer, he does have betchila and not besoif, and get and chalitza, he doesn't have at all. It's dochuk to say that when the braisa says he has one and he doesn't have three, there's a split in those three themselves. Also, the Keren Ayir asks, after the Gemara brings the braisa that we just mentioned and explains that he has bia bein betchila bein besoif to pasal, and maimer is only betchila not besoif, the Gemara says, itmar nami, omar Rav Yehuda omar Shmuel, or Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, yesh le get, that a katan has a get also. So you see, he doesn't just have bia. Now, according to the way Tosfos explained the braisa and the Mishnah, that it's going according to the Chachamim hold that a katan doesn't have a get. Chachamim hold that he just has bia betchilo v'soif, and he has maimer only betchilo. Why is the Gemara mashma that when Shmuel says yesh lo get, it's going on the brisa that we just read, and the brisa we just read is going according to the Chachamim. According to the Chachamim, there's no get. He must understand then that the brisa we just read is going according to Reb Meir, which according to Tosfos can't work, because the brisa is saying that maimer only works betchilo in the brisa, and according to Reb Meir, not only does he have maimer, he has chalitza, and chalitza even works besoif. Therefore, the Keren Ayir learns the machlekes Remeir and the Chachamim differently. The Keren Ayir wants to explain that our Mishnah is going according to Reb Meir, and the braises that the Gemara brings to explain the Mishnah are going according to Reb Meir. And Shitas Reb Meir is not the way Tosfos explained, that he holds chalitza works even lebsoif. That the Gemara said, according to Reb Meir, osu chalitzas ben teisha shanim keget begodol, doesn't mean that it has all the properties of a get begodol, that it can work even lipsaif. Remeir holds it works only batchila. That he says it's get begodol, the lashon of the braisa is trying to teach us what the Gemara says at the end of the sugya, that a get of a katan has a weaker kayach than the get of a godol in regards to the halacha of en get lachar get or yesh get lachar get, as the Gemara explains at the bottom of the Yomud. But of course, Remeir does not hold that chalitza helps besaif the way Tosfos explained. Therefore, the shittas of the Chachamim and Remeir are like this. The Chachamim hold that the only thing a katan has is bia, nothing else. And that's the lashon of the braisa that the Gemara brought. Asu bias ben teisha kemaimer begodol. The bia of a ben teisha works according to the Chachamim like maimer by a godol. But that's all he has to pasal the Yavama and the other brothers according to the Chachamim. Remeir holds that a ben teisha shanim has bia, maimer, get, and chalitza, all four. The only thing is, as the Gemara explained the Mishnah, bia pasals bein betchila bein besaif. Maimer, get, and chalitza only work betchila, not besaif, and therefore the braisa that says that a ben teisha shanim has only one way to pasal on the brothers, namely bia, and that the Gemara explains as bein betchila bein besaif, but maimer works only betchila and not besaif, even by a ben teisha shanim, it doesn't mean maimer exclusively, rather it means maimer, get, and chalitza, because that's Shitas Reb Meir, that maimer, get, and chalitza work betchila and not besoif, whereas bia works bein betchila, bein besoif. And the Braisa is takagoyin according to Reb Meir. And therefore, Shmuel says on that Braisa, yesh la get, that a cotton, mentesha shanim, has a get. And Shmuel says that to explain the aforementioned Braisa, because that Braisa is takagoyin according to Reb Meir and not according to the Chachamim. Bekitzer, the machlaikis, according to the Karen Oira, between the Chachamim and Reb Meir, is that the Chachamim hold the only thing a cotton mentesha shanim has to passel on the other brothers is bia, maimer, and definitely get and chalitza do not work for a cotton mentesha shanim to passel the yivama on the other brothers. Shitas Reb Meir is that bia works bein betchilu bein besoif, as the Gemara explained our Mishnah. Maimer, get, and chalitza work only betchila and not besoif, and that's why the Braisa only mentioned bia as the derech echod, the one way that the ben teisha shanim passes on the other brothers, and not maimer, get, and chalitza, because they only work betchila, not besoif, and there is no difference between maimer, get, and chalitza. They all have the same din, that they work only betchila, not besoif, and therefore it makes sense when Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel said yesh le get, that a menteisha shanim can give a get to pasal the yavama on the brothers, which is shitas Reb Meir, that he said that on the braisa of menteisha shanim v'yom echod is paisal b'davar echod, which the Karen Oira explains is going according to Reb Meir, and not the Chachamim. The Chachamim hold that Maimer doesn't help for a menteisha shanim, while Reb Meir does hold that as long as it's betchila and not besaif, Maimer, get, and chalitza all have the same din, that they can pasal the yavama on the other brothers. Now, we see the halacha and the Mishnah and several of the brises that we mentioned that a ben teisha shanim v'yoy mechad, who's a yavam, made a bia on a yavama, he can passel her on the other brothers. The brises says that asu bias ben teisha k'maimer begodol, his bia has the din of maimer. It's mashma that it's not mamish miyabim, he's not mamish kainaher. He has a derabbanan dikadin that his bia has the kainach of a maimer. It's like a maimer is only a dindra abanon by a gadol. Same way, a bia of a katan is not kainer mediraisa, it's only medira abanon. However, that's bechlal not pashut. The Gemara in Kedushin Daf Yutes Amud Aleph brings a braisa. The pasuk says, "Ish asher yinaf es eishes ish," that if a man is mezana with an eishes ish, he's chayiv misa. So the Gemara darshens a drasha, "Eishes ish prat le'eshes koton," that if she's the wife of a koton, there is no chiyuv misa. The Gemara asks, what's the case that a koton has a wife? So the Gemara says, it's talking about a yobam ben teisha shanam v'yayim echad, a yobam who's 9 years old, that he made a bia, midiraisa, she's roi to him, and his bia is a bia. So you might think, if somebody is mezana with her, he'll be chayiv for being bal le'eshes ish, kamashal on the pasuk, that he's not chayiv. And Rashi explains, when the Gemara says, Midiraisa, she's roi to him, since she's zakuk to him, he's koiner her with the bia, and he actually yarshens her. That's how Rashi understands the Mishnah in Nida Daf Mem Hei, Ben Teisha Shanim V'yom Echod Shibar Al Yavamtoi, a 9-year-old Yavam that made a bia on his Yavama, K'no, he's koiner her. Rashi learns that the kinyan that a Ben Teisha Shanim V'yom Echod has in the Yavama after he makes a bia is Midiraisa. The Pasuk is a mayit from the Einish of Eshashish. But according to Rashi, the Kenyan is definitely a Kenyan Midiraisa. Taisus, however, argues on Rashi. He learns the Kenyan that a Yavam ben Teisha Shanim has when he makes a Bia on his Yavama is only Midrabanan, as it's Mashman our Sugya that Asu Bias ben Teisha Shanim Kemaimer Begodol. It's only like Maimer, it's not a Kenyan Midiraisa. Now, L'chayr, Taisus has a Raya from the Lashon of the Braisa that it's only Midrabanan. The Korban Asanol over here answers that it's not really a raya against Rashi. It could be when the Braisa says, also bias ben teisha k'maimer begodol, it means it's like maimer that if another man was mezana with her, he's not chayiv misa. But the kinyan is mediraisa. Now the Ramban over here brings a Rashi by us on Amud Beis, Dibra Maschal Harei, the Rashi over there says, by Yuvama, since she's zakuk to this ben teisha shanim v'yayim echod, Shavua Rabbanon k'maimer. The Rabbanon made his bia like a maimer. It's clear in Rashi and Amud Beis that the kinyan is only a kinyan of the Rabbanon, not Medir Aisa. The Ramban himself asks a kasha from the Gemara on Daf Samaches Omer Aleph that's mashma that the kinyan of a yavama in teisha shonim that made a bia on the yavama is midiraisa. The Gemara wants to say that the chiddush in the Mishnah that says that a yavam ben teisha shanim that made a bia on his yavama can't give her truma to eat, the chiddush is salkadai techamina. Hayol midiraisa kanyalei, since midiraisa he's kainaher. Ubiyasa bia, and the bia he made is a bia, if he's a kayin, a maloichel, we would assume that he can give her truma to eat. Kamash malon, that not. Osu bias ben teisha shanim, they made the bia of a 9-year-old boy, kemaimer begodol. It just has a din of a maimer, and therefore he cannot give her a truma to eat. The Ramban understands that the Gemara is understanding that midiraisa, the bia that he made is a bia, and he's kainer, and really he should be able to give her truma to eat. Just midiraban, they were machmer and said that his bia has a din of a maimer. L'chayr, there's a mefurish Gemara that says that he's kainer midiraisa. However, Tosfos over there, and really the Ramban over here, says that it's not mochach from that Gemara. The Gemara means to say is, since midiraisa he's zoikik her, and a bia that he made is really a bia, so you might think that when he made a bia on her, he should be kainer, or kamash malon, that he's not kainer. That's the kamash malon, not that we're machmer midrabanan, and we say that he can't give her truma to eat. Rather, the kamash malon in the Gemara is that he's taka, not kainer her minatayra. However, the Raman's maskana is the lashon of the Gemara that says that osu bias bantesha kemaimer begodol is mashma that the maimer is actually making the kinyan less, not more, and only because they made it like maimer, it's not kaina kinyan gomer, but otherwise the bia would be kaina. If the point of the Gemara was to say that bia of ben teisha shanim is not kaina midiraisa, the Gemara should have said that. Kamash malon, that it's not kaina. That the Gemara says it's like maimer, it's muchach, that the Gemara is trying to say midiraisa is kaina, and just the Chacham gave it a din of maimer. Therefore, the Ramban learns that bias ben teisha shanim is kaina midiraisa. And therefore, there's no chiyuv misa if somebody is mezana with his shivamu who was nival to the ben teisha shanim. It's exeris hakosev, but she is knuya to him midiraisa, and she's an eishes ish. The chachamim made a takana that he can't be machal or betruma, as they were geyser to give it a din of maimer and not more. Now the yantiv and tshuva kufay in tesk brings the kasha from the Yad HaMelech. What's the difference between a kotan who any rishayim learn is not koina midiraisa? That's Shita Taisus, as we mentioned before. What's the difference between Koton and a Gadol who was Bael a Yivama Ba'inis, where the Mishnah says that he is Zayichen her midiraisa? What's the difference between the act of a Koton, which is without a Das, or an act of a Gadol done Ba'inis, which is also without Das? So then Yemtiv wants to say an interesting Svara. Then Yemtiv says that Taisus in Ksubis Daf Nunvav writes that the reason one cannot be Mekadesh, Almanas She'en Alev Sher Ksus V'Oino, and it's not comparable to Krak Susi Almanas Le'Hipotter. If somebody says, rip my shirt and you'll be potter, that it does work. The difference is because there's no such a thing as Kiddushin without Sher Ksus V'Oino. Kiddushin has a double-ended Hischaivus. The woman is Mischaiv to the man, to Miyuchid just to him, and he's mischayef to her to give her sherek susu aina. And even the shita that holds that one can be masna, that he'll be mekadesh without sherek susu aina, that's because it works with hilchas tanoim. But kedushin by definition has a hischayevus from the man to the woman as well. Therefore, a katan who cannot be mischayef sherek susu aina, katan can't be mischayef anything, that's why he cannot be koina a woman through bia in order to be his wife, through Yibum. He can't be Mischayev, Sherek Sus V'Aino. However, a Gadol who makes a Bia Ba'inis, true, he did not intend on doing the Kinyan, but since he's Kaina, he can be Mischayev as well. Therefore, a Bias Ainis of a Gadol is stronger and makes the Yivama Neshes Ish, whereas a Katan cannot, because then he can't be Mischayev and Sherek Sus V'Aino. Now, the Agantiv points out that there's a pasuk of Eishes Ish Prat L'Eishes Katan, according to the Sfar, he's saying, why do you need a pasuk b'chal? And Yantav explains, because otherwise I think that the Torah was makna her to the Yavam, and even though he's a Katan, he'll be Mischayev and Sherek Sus V'Aino, even though generally he cannot, just as he could be Kaina without Das, the same way he could be Mischayev without being a Bar Das, Kamashmal in the pasuk. But that's the difference between a katan and a gadol shleimidas that a katan can't be mischayev in sharek susvayino, whereas a gadol can. Now in Amud Beis we have the Mishnah that ben teish hashanim shebal yivimtoi, a yavam who's 9 years old who made a biyan his yavama, and afterwards another brother who's 9 years old made a biyan on her. According to the Tanakhama, that second brother passeled her on the first brother because the first brother wasn't kind of her a kinyan gomer, he's only a katan. His biyah has a din of a maimer that it's kind of her but only somewhat. The second brother made a biyah, it's as if he made a maimer also, and since she needs to get from him, she becomes usher to the first yavam who made a biyah. Reb Shimon says the second yavam who made a biyah does not passel her to the first one because, as the Gemara explains in Manavshach, if the biyah of a ben teish hashanim is kaina kinyan gomer, the second brother can't passel her anymore. If it's not kaina, then it's not kaina at all, and therefore the second brother's biyah can't passel her on the first one. Now Rashi explains, the biyah of the second brother, who is also a ben teish hashanim, was b'shoigig. Because if it was b'mezid, Rashi says, we hold that the biyah of a 9-year-old is considered a biyah, and we'll kill an Eishes Ish who was mezana with a 9-year-old boy. Therefore, Behechreach, this woman was nival b'shoigig to the second brother who was 9 years old, and therefore, there's no chiyuv misa. The Tosfos Shanim asks, how could Rashi have a havamin as a chiyuv misa because she was nival to the first brother who was 9 years old? There's a Gemara in Kedushin that we mentioned before that Ish asher yinafas Eishes Ish is memayit prat l'Eishes Katan, the wife of a Yavam who was boil a Yavama, if the Yavam was only a katan, was 9 years and a day, but younger than Bar Mitzvah, he's kind of her, according to Rashi in Masechta Kedushin, and the Ramban that we mentioned before, but there's no Chiyav Misa. Why does Rashi over here have a Havamina that if she was b'mezid, she'd be Chiyav Misa? There's no Chiyav Misa by an Eishes Katan. So the Tosfos Shalom still says that Rashi is correct, but not because of the reason that she'd be killed if she was a mezid. Rather, she would be usher to the first yavam, like any saita, like any eishes ish that was mezana, so that she's usher to her first husband. If she was a mezid, she'd be usher to the yavam als iser eishes ish that was mezana. Now, one thing we see for certain from Rashi that we mentioned and from the Tosfos Yeshanim that they're assuming that the kinyan that the yavam who's a ben teish hashanim v'yom echad has in his Yavama that he was Bayil is Medir Aisa. That's why Rashi has it sad to say that if she was amazed, she'd be killed. That's why the Tosfos Shanim has it sad to say that if she was amazed, she'd be Usher to go back to her first husband, or Yavam, that was Bayil her. And as we mentioned before, Rashi, later on the Yomud, on the next Mishnah, Divra Maschal Harei Zeh, L'chayr is Muchach, that he holds that the kinyan of a Yavam and Teisha Shanim in his Yavama after he was Bayil is only Midrabbanon. L'chayr, there's a stira in Rashi. The Ritva on Daf Nunalaph on Beis brings some Rishonim that understand the reason that she's at Osir to the first Yavam that was Bayil her is because the kinyan is only Midrabbanon, and therefore there's no takana of aspering her like a Saita. The Ritva is not happy with that teretz. Now the Mishnah further down the Amud says, Nasa Isha Umeis Harezu Patura. If a katan ben teish hashanim married a woman and he died, she's pater from Yibam and Chalitza, because although his biyah is considered a biyah, he's not a bardas to make a kinyan. As Rashi explains, that until he brings Beis Cyrus, his kiddushin are not kiddushin. The only time we find that a kinyan works for a ben teish hashanim yom echad is by Yivamo, as Rashi says, since she's zakuk to him, the Chachamim made his biyah, his kinyan, like a maimer. And as we mentioned before, the Ramban is medayik from here, that the kinyan, according to Rashi, of a ben teish hashanim v'yem echad in his yivama, is only midrabanan. As we mentioned before, there's a stira in Shitas Rashi in that, first of all, earlier in the Amud, and Shitas Rashi in Masechta Kedushin. Now the Mishnah says a blanket statement. If he married, since his kinyan is not a kinyan, his wife is pater from Yibam and Chalitza. Now, is he mutter to marry? He doesn't have a kinyan. His kedushin are in kedushin. Tosfos brings a gemara later on in the Masechta that the Chachamim were not mesakin nesuin for a katan. So is he mutter to marry? Tosfos writes, brings from the Ri that even though he doesn't have a kinyan and there's no takonas nisun with the rabbanon for him, there's no iser for this ben teisha shanim to marry, even though the kedushin isn't chal. Taisus explains lechashiva biasnus. It's not considered a bia of znus that this ben teisha shanim v'yom echad is bayil his wife, or at least the woman that is acting like his wife, because he's not kind of her. And Taisus writes further, mitzvah nami iko lahasi isha levnei katan. There's a mitzvah to marry off his son while he's still a katan. He shouldn't come to do avera. Now Taisus over here doesn't explain why it's not a bias nus. Taisus just says that there's a riot from the Gemara in Sanhedrin that it's okay. Now Taisus in Sanhedrin asks, why is itaka not a bias nus? So Taisus answers, since if the father wrote a ksuba for the son, and they stay married till after he becomes a gadol, the ksuba is kayam. Therefore, there is some semblance of nisuin which is enough to make it that it's not a bilas nus. And the idea behind that is, if it's not znus, there's another headline to put this seemingly non-existent marriage under, it's not going to have the shame of znus, it will be under a different category, namely a not valid nisuin, which still does not constitute a bilas nus, and therefore there's no iser. Taisus and Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis answers a bit differently. Taisus also deals with the question, why is this not a bias nus? So Taisus answers, although the Gemara and Daf Kuf Yud Beis that we mentioned before says that the Chachamim were not mesakin nisuin for a katan, that's in regards to being mechayiv a chalitza after the husband dies. There's no real takon of nisuin. However, regarding the halacha that it shouldn't be a bilas nus, there is somewhat of a takana of nisuin, and therefore there's no iser of being bayil a bilas nus. There's a quasi takana of nisuin which allows the katan to marry, even though al pidin it's not a kinyan. Now it would seem that these two tirutzim that we mentioned from Taisvis, why this is not considered a bilas nus, either because the chum were masakin some sort of a takana to allow katan to marry, and that's enough to make it that it's nas nus, or as Taisus says in Sanhedrin, that because there's a takono of ksuba in such a marriage, it has a shem nisuin regarding the iser of being bayil bilas nus, and therefore it's mutter for the katan to marry even though he's not kaina this woman. Those terutzim that we mentioned would make sense l'chayra according to the rishonim that argue on the Rambam and learn that the iser of loisia kadesha is that a man may not be boil a zayna shutei kemishmoy. As the Ravid holds, it's an iser for a man to be boil a woman who's mafka herself to znos. But according to Shitas HaRambam, that any man who makes a bia, and it's not in the framework of a kedushin, he's over the iser of loisiyah kedesha, how could we allow this cotton to be boil this woman that he's living with, but al pi din Torah is not mekudeshes to him? L'chayr, he's being over the lav of Loisiyah Kadesha each time he makes a bia. L'chayr, to say that the Chachamim made a takana that there should be nisuin, that it shouldn't be a bias nus, or that because there's a ksuba, it's not going to be considered a bias nus, will not answer this kasha that according to the Rambam, without kedushin, there's a lav of Loisiyah Kadesha. Now really, the Achronim asks this kasha on the Rambam the other way around. We find that the Chachamim were masakin kedushin miyun, a man can be mekadesh ektana Kiddushei Miyun, even though with the Araisa, he's not Kainer, it's only a Kinyan Derabbanon. Yet, according to the Rambam, that there is a lav of Loisiya Kadesha. Anytime a man is boiled in Isha without Kiddushin Menatayra, how could the Chacham be Masakin and Takono that the man is going to be over a lav by each Bia? Now, the Rivash and Chuva Kuf Tzadik Dalad writes that the reason there's no din of Bias Nus by Kiddushei Miyun is because their Kavano was for Kiddushin. Now, L'chayra, he can't mean that it's just simply a mistake. He thought he's making Kiddushin, and it's not Chal. Everybody knows Kiddushin Ketana are not Kiddushin. Rather, the idea is if he's doing it in the framework of a marriage, even if technically it's not a Kiddushin D'Araisa, it's still not going to be a Bilas Nus. Davni Nezer in Evan Ezer, Simon Kufchof Aleph, writes a similar svara. He writes, since by Kiddushei Miyun, she's Agido Gabei, she can't go to be with anybody else. But the Rabbanon, she's stuck to stay with her husband, albeit it's a Kiddushin the Rabbanon, but still, it's a Kiddushin. And Therefore, a bia with her is not going to be considered a bias nus, since it's in the framework of some sort of a marriage. Rabbi Chanan writes that clearly in Masechtas Ksubis, Eisreish Membeis, any bia with the same ishus is not going to be considered a bias nus, even according to the Rambam. Therefore, getting back to a man who marries off his son who's a katan, we could say the same answer. Since it's in the framework of a marriage relationship, although minatayra, it's not going to be considered a kedushin, and even with Rabbanon, according to the Pashtus Mashmos of the Gemara and Daf Kofiud Beis, still, since there's somewhat of a framework of a marriage, either because there's a ksuba or because the Chachamim were masakein somewhat of an Nesuin, as Taisus and Daf Samach Beis explains, therefore, that's enough to make it that it's not a bias nus, even according to the Rambam, as we find by Kiddushin Miyun, and therefore it's mutar. Now the Gemara afterwards brings the Machlaikis, Rav and Rabbi Yechon, whether the Chacham gave the Bias Ben Teisha Shanan V'yem Echod, the Kayach of a Maimer Begodo, whether when he was born a Yavama, when he was a Katan, and he married a woman when he was a Godo, do we say that his Yavama becomes a woman that has Zikash Neyabmin, and his wife that he was Mekadosh when he was a Godel will be her Tzara, and therefore she also won't be able to do Yibum? According to Rav, we don't say that. They didn't give his Bia the din of a Maimer by a Godel, and that's why his wife that he was Mekadosh when he was a Godel won't be Osir to do Yibum. According to Rabbi Yochanan, they did give his Bia the din of a Maimer by a Godel, and therefore his wife that he was Mekadosh when he was a Godel becomes the Tzara of a woman that has a Zikashnei Yabmin and she's Aser to do Yibum. And really the Karanayra asks Akasha on Rav, why does Rav say that the Bia of the Yavam Ben Tesh Shanam Yem Echad doesn't have the Kayach of Maimer? According to the Shita that holds that the Bia of a Ben Tesh Shanam Yem Echad is Kainam Adiraisa, why don't we say that she has a din of Zikashnei Yavamin? Minatayra, he was Zaycha in her, at least somewhat, and therefore she has a zika of two brothers on her. So why won't she ask her tzara b'yibum? So the Karen Ayra says that according to the shita that holds that ben teish shanam yem echod that makes a kinyan on his yavama through bia, it works with the araisa, then there's no zika shnei yabmin minatayra, because what happened was the Ben Teisha Shalom V'yem Echad that made the Bia consummated the issues that the first brother had in his wife, and therefore it's not going to be a Zika Shnei Yabmin. It's only a Zika of this brother, the one that's 9 years old, that did the Bia by himself. The Kinyan that he has by doing the Bia consummated and ate up, so to speak, the Zika that the first brother had in his wife, and therefore, Midiraisa, she will not be considered as an Isha that has a Zika Shnei Yabman. Now the Gemara brings that Rabbi Lazar said Rabbi Yechanan's Shita in the Beis HaMedrash, and he did not mention it in the name of Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan heard that, and he was very upset. Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi gave Rabbi Yechanan a Musar for being upset, and they related a story that there was a Machlaikis between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yossi in Halacha Shabbos, and the argument got so heated that a Sefer Torah was torn between them. Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma was there, and he said, I'm wondering if this shul where they were arguing will not become a house of Avodah Zarah. And eventually that's what happened. They were trying to bring across the point that having a Kepeda can bring to terrible ramifications. Rabbi Yechan was even more upset after he heard that you're comparing Rabbi Lazar and me to Rabbi Lazar, the Tanna, and Rabbi Yossi, who are Chaveirim. Rabbi Lazar, the Amira, is my Talmud. Until Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi came and appeased Rabbi Yochanan by telling him that when Rabbi Lazar says anything, since he's your Talmud, everything he says is bestama, something that you told him. Now, on what Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma said, that when he saw the Sefer Torah that got ripped between the Tanoim who were arguing, he said, I wonder if this shul will ever become into a base of Avodah Zarah, and that's what happened. The Marshal explains the reason that happened is because Kas is doichik the Shechina from the shul. Gemara Nedarim says anyone who's koyes, anyone who gets angry, is it's if the Shechina is not in front of him. The Gemara brings a pasuk from Tehillim, Rasha k'goyva apoy ein elikim kol mizim oisav. a Rasha who gets angry does not have Hashem in front of him. It's as if he pushes away the Shekhinah. Now we still have to understand, even after the Marsha's Bi'ur, it makes sense why the Shekhinah would leave the Shul. Where there's Kas, the Shekhinah will not reside Kiviyachal. However, why does it have to become into a Beis Avodah Zarah? Let the Shul turn into a Bayis of Chulin, a private house, a business place. Why does it have to become something on the other extreme, a place of the epitome of Tumah, a place of Avodah Zarah? That, L'chayr, is not answered by the Marsha's explanation in the Gemara. L'chayr, one can say, based on the Arachaim HaKadosh in Parshas Chukas, the Arachaim writes the reason there's more of Tumas Meis by a Yisrael that dies than Tumas Meis by the Guf of a Goy that dies, even though the Guf of the Goy has no Kedusha, whereas the Guf of the Yisrael does have tremendous Kedusha. Yet after their death, it's just the opposite. The Guf of the Yisrael has more Tumah than the Guf of the Goy. The Rachaim explains that just like if there were two Kalim that were emptied, one Kli was empty of Dvash and another Kli was empty of garbage, true, the Kli that was empty of garbage will attract some bugs and flies, but the Kli that was emptied of honey will attract much, much more. He says the same way when a Jew dies. When he was alive, he was full of Kedusha. He was full of something sweet that the Klipos, the Koyachas HaTumah, are very attracted to. Therefore, the Guf of the Yisrael that dies will be Metame much more than the Guf of a Goy that dies. There's no Tumas Oil by a Goy that dies. There's Tumas Oil by a Yid. The reason is the Koyachas HaTumah are attracted to any place that is once full of Kedusha. According to that understanding, we can explain what Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma meant. He said, "Tamei, I wonder if this shul will eventually become a base of Avodah Zarah, because as the Marsha explains, if there's kas in a place, it's doichik the Shechina kiviyochal. It pushes away the Shechina from resting there. Since there's such tremendous Kedusha, when the Shechina is there and the Shechina gets pushed away, in such a place, it's much more prone for the Koyachas HaTumah to be attracted to come there. Therefore, in the absence of Kedusha, Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma understood that the natural course of events will be that Koyachas HaTumah will be likely to come there. That's why he assumed that eventually it would become Beis Avodah Zarah, which is actually what happened over there. That Gufa, that it was once so Kaddish, by the absence of the Kedusha, that causes a tremendous attraction to Tumah. Now the Gemara asks, why was Rabbi Yochanan so upset that Rabbi Elazar didn't mention the Chiddush that he said in Rabbi Yochanan's name? The Gemara brings the pasuk of Argura b'olcha elamim. A person can live in two worlds by having his Chiddush Torah mentioned in his name, even after he dies. The Gemara says, Sfasav levivais b'kever, his lips move in the kever. Therefore, as Tysus explains, his neshama is in Yeshiva Shalmalo. His lips are moving in the kever as if they're speaking, so it comes out that he's actually living in both worlds simultaneously. Now the Marsha explains the reason for this is the power of speech that a person has comes from two sources in a person. It comes from the koyach of the neshama, and it also comes from the koyach of the guf. Now each dvar Torah a person says creates a ruchnistika being, and that ruchnistika being, this dvar Torah that he created, when it's said over in his name, it's Me'orer, the two sources, it awakens the two places that it came from, namely the neshama and the lips that said it. Therefore, one is zaycha to this schusav, sfasav, davivais bakever. Now, what still needs to be explained is, why does it have to be mentioned in his name? If it's a chiddush of Torah that the person was mechadesh when he was alive, so why isn't it enough that it's being repeated? Why does it have to be repeated in his name? We have to say that just as we find different midos that need to be nis'ayr, even though they exist, like the Yud Gimel midos, true, the Rabban Shalom is Kel Racha Machanan, but there is a koyach that has to bring it out by being ma'ayr those midos. Here too, this schus, to have sfas of Davivais Bekevar, has to be brought out by being ma'ayr this person's chus by mentioning his name. Of course, these are Darkei Shamayim, and all we can hope to do is just explain what it says. Now still, what do Rabbi Yochanan care if Sfasav Devevais Bekever? That's what it says, that if he has Devar Torah being said in his name, his asayim, his lips, move in the kever as if he were saying these chedushim. Still, what's the tremendous chus in having Sfasav Devevais Bekever? It could be the Sfasav Devevais Bekever is not a siba. It could be it's not the Ikar's chus. It's a simon to what's going on. Sfasav Devevais Bekever is a simon to the fact that it's nizkaf l'schusay, it's attributed to him, the schus that people are saying, divrei Torah, that he was machadish, as if he were saying it himself on this world. It's a roshim, an impression that he left on this world, which is still kayom, and that's the schus that Rabbi Yochanan was so upset that he was going to lose by Rabbi Elazar not mentioning his name on that chiddush. It could be by mentioning the person's name, the Baal HaMemra, it is as if he's teaching it on this world. It's Kiviyachal chalked up to his chus, and that Rabbi Yochanan was not willing to forego. Again, as we said, we're only trying to understand what it says, to truly understand the depth of how and why things work like that. We're possibly trying to understand Darkei Hashem, which is not necessarily something we can understand.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.